up. Radio.
More of Acoustic Cafe is on the way after the news on VOA Music Mix.
Iraq foreign minister tells UN to leave ground combat to Iraqi forces and Ebola lockdown imposed in Sierra Leone. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Iraq's foreign minister said on Friday that his country must lead the fight against Islamic State militants within its borders, but encouraged a continued air campaign from international allies. Addressing the United Nations Security Council in New York with an audience of key anti-Islamic State coalition leaders, including the U.S., Ibrahim al-Jafari said his country should shoulder the burden of ground combat. As a U.S.-led coalition coordinates strategy against the Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, the group's tech-savvy public relations machine grabs headlines with shocking videos and other propaganda. Heather Murdoch reports for VOA from Beirut.
In this video released Thursday, British journalist
My name is John Cantley.
Warns Western governments against invading Iraq after their failure to secure Iraq and Afghanistan, despite long wars. But some regional analysts say that while the Islamic State warns the West against attacking, what it really wants is for the West to fight.
That's what they ultimately want.
Daniel Wagner, head of the security firm Country Risk Solutions.
That will also help them in their recruiting process.
Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Beirut.
The streets of Sierra Leone's capital were mostly empty Friday as the nation began a three-day lockdown to find hidden Ebola cases and stop the spread of the deadly disease. Tens of thousands of health workers are going door-to-door in the West African country. This is VOA News. Participants in Ukrainian peace talks have agreed to create a buffer zone to separate Ukrainian government troops and pro-Russian separatists. Officials at the talks today say the two sides agreed to move artillery on the front line to create a buffer zone 30 kilometers wide. The third round of talks in Minsk were attended by Ukraine's former president, Leonid Kuchma, and several officials of the rebels' self-declared Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics, along with Russia's ambassador to Ukraine, Mikhail Zurabov, and representatives of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Scotland's no vote on its independence referendum was greeted with relief in much of Britain and in many other countries. U.S. President Barack Obama congratulated Scotland Friday on its full and energetic exercise of democracy. He said thorough debate, discussion, and passionate yet peaceful deliberations. They reminded the world of Scotland's enormous contributions to the U.K. and the world. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he is sure the United Kingdom will continue to play a leading role in keeping the alliance strong.
So just as Scotland will vote separately in the Scottish Parliament on their issues of tax, spending and welfare, so too England, as well as Wales and Northern Ireland, should be able to vote on these issues.
Scotland's pro-independence leader Alex Salmond on Friday said he will resign after losing the referendum. A new campaign in the United States to raise awareness about sexual assault kicked off Friday with a boost from President Barack Obama, who emphasized individual responsibility in preventing the crime on college campuses.
This is on all of us, every one of us, to fight campus sexual assault. You are not alone, and we have your back, and we are going to organize campus by campus.
An estimated one in five college women in the U.S. are sexual assault victims. How college campuses handle these cases is under scrutiny across the U.S. with widespread allegations that administrators are not identifying, prosecuting, or removing assault suspects at schools. The president said the campaign will work to identify the scope of the problem on campuses, engage and raise awareness among men on campus, help schools respond effectively to assaults, and improve federal enforcement efforts. Witnesses say much of the White House were evacuated by Secret Service agents Friday after an intruder jumped the fence Friday night. President Obama and his daughters had left the White House shortly before the security incident. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Spanish, we say, la mejor variedad del mundo, VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says, the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
We're starting the second hour of Acoustic Cafe now. I'm Rob Reinhart. More with our in-studio guests, Lake Street Dive, including a brand new song coming up in just a bit. But we're going to start this hour with Dr. John, the legend of New Orleans, who is paying tribute to a legend of a previous generation from New Orleans, that being Louis Armstrong. Dr. John's new album's called Skedat Dedat, The Spirit of Satch. And it features, of course, signature songs from Louis Armstrong's 50-year career. I've Got the World on a String, Mac the Knife, all of the ones you'd expect are in here. This one was kind of an odd hit in that it was released right at the height of the Vietnam War and became a huge hit for Louis just a few years before he died in 1971. Dr. John treats it with Nicholas Payton and the Blind Boys of Alabama. The song was written by Bob Teal. It's called What a Wonderful World on Acoustic Cafe.
Well, I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom. What a wonderful world.
What a wonderful world.
I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed day, dark sacred night. I thank to myself, what a wonderful world.
What a wonderful world.
Colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky. Also on the faces, people going by. I see friends shaking hands, singing how you do. And they really saying, I love you. Babies crying, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. When I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
What a wonderful world.
World.
in my car. Broke my banjo, so I got to play my guitar. Whoa, 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 baby. Whoa, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. I can't do it anymore. Hands in my pockets so they don't make it to your jaw. Whoa, whoa, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. I can't do it anymore. Long black hair, dark brown eyes. How did I know you'd be the devil in disguise? Whoa. Oh, baby, oh, baby, baby, I can't do it anymore.
Interesting new album from Dom Flemons. It's called Prospect Hill. Dom Flemons from the band Carolina Chocolate Drops. And what he does is create brand new music in various musical styles from American music, say, from the early 1900s. And in that case, he's moving into the rock and roll era with a song inspired by 50s rock and roll called I Can't Do It Anymore on Acoustic Cafe. New music from Dom Flemons from Carolina Chocolate Drops. We started the hour with something from Dr. John's brand new album, which is called Skedaddadat, The Spirit of Satch, paying tribute to Louis Armstrong. And of course, if you're going to pay tribute to Louis Armstrong, you have to have lots of great trumpet players on your record. In this case, we heard Nicholas Payton, along with the Blind Boys of Alabama, and Dr. John, with their version of What a Wonderful World. So Dom Flemons has this solo album out, Prospect Hill, and in a couple of months, his Carolina Chocolate Drops bandmate, Rhiannon Giddens, will also have a solo release, and that's produced by T-Bone Burnett. But before that happens, T-Bone has chosen her to become a part of the group known as the New Basement Tapes, who have created this new project, Lost on the River, the New Basement Tapes, which is creating brand new music for songs that Bob Dylan wrote in that Basement Tapes era in Woodstock, New York, back in the late 1960s, while he was recovering from his motorcycle accident. There were some 100 songs that never had music put to them, and it has been the charge of the New Basement Tapes project to put it together. So it's Rhiannon Giddens, Elvis Costello, Marcus Mumford, Jim James, Taylor Goldsmith from the band Dawes. And let's listen to a song. You're going to hear Rhiannon singing behind Elvis Costello on a brand new song called Married to My Hack from the New Basement Tapes project on Acoustic Cafe.
5 in the morning, she would fix my lunch, put it in a paper sack. Where I'm at it, I always appreciate it, but I'd rather stay married to my hat. I move like the breeze and the birds and the bees, that I've never been known to look back. Got 15 women and all of them swimming, but I'd rather stay married to my hat. I move 15 miles every minute, I'm all smiles, I shoot by my sister's shack. She's got some friend who waves a man a fine little hand, but I'd rather stay married to my hack. I got 12-wheel drive and an oversized hive and air cool brakes in the back. Candy McGrath's always good for a laugh, but I'd rather stay married to my hack. I got a battle to hit and an engine that won't quit, and a carburetor that won't crack. Maureen and Millie, they're a little silly, but there's nothing that they do lack. Got loose-eyed ladies who've never seen a man, just waiting around the back. Give me a bottle or someone to throttle, cause I'd rather stay married to my hat. Thank you.
the rain falling in. Gonna see a movie called Gunga Din. Pack up your money, pull up your tent, McGuinn. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come. Ooh-wee, are we gonna fly down into the easy chair? Khan and his brother Don could on keep on keeping on. We'll climb that bridge after it's gone, after we're way past it. Ooh, we ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my brides are gonna come. Ooh, we are we gonna fly down into the easy chair? Some rings and a gun that sings, a flute that toots and a bee that stings, a sky that cries and a bird that flies, a fish that walks and a dog that talks. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my brides are gonna come. Ooh-wee, are we gonna fly down into the easy chair?
Something from the old Basement Tapes, now that there is the new Basement Tapes, or there is about to be. That is Bob Dylan and the band with You Ain't Going Nowhere on Acoustic Cafe. And then before that, something from this new Basement Tapes project. So these are songs that date from that original Basement Tapes project, but they never had music. But the music's now being created by Elvis Costello, Marcus Mumford, Jim James, Rhiannon Giddens. We heard Rhiannon and Elvis Costello doing a song called Married to My Hack from that new project called Lost on the River. The new Basement Tapes, which will be out in November. And Taylor Goldsmith from Dawes is also in the new Basement Tapes project created by T-Bone Burnett. Let's listen to Taylor now with his band Dawes live in our studios at Acoustic Cafe.
These days my friends don't seem to know me without my suitcase in my hand. And when I'm standing still, I seem to disappear. But maybe that's how I found you. Maybe that's taught me exactly what I want. Maybe meeting you so far away from home is what makes it all so clear. You got that special kind of sadness. You've got that tragic set of charms that only comes from time spent in Los Angeles. Makes me wanna wrap you in my arms. When people ask me where I come from, to see what it says about a man, I only end up giving bad directions that never lead them there at all. It's something written in the headlights. It is something swimming in my drink. And if I were the moon, it'd be exactly where I'd fall. You got that special kind of sadness. You got that tragic set of charms that only comes from time spent in Los Angeles. Makes me want to wrap you in my arms. I used to think someone would love me for the places I have been and the dirt that I've been gathering deep beneath my nails. But now I know what I've been missing, and I'm going home to make it mine. And I'll be battening the hatches and pulling in the sails. 'Cause you got that special kind of sadness, you got that tragic set of charms that only comes from time spent in Los Angeles. Makes me want to wrap you in my arms. You got that special kind of sadness, you got that tragic set of charms that only comes from time spent in Los Angeles. Makes me want to wrap you in my arms.
Taylor Goldsmith and Dawes live in our studios at Acoustic Cafe, a song from their second release, Nothing's Wrong, Time Spent in Los Angeles, live in our studios. And ahead, it's Miko's new song, Solo, the band Trigger Hippie, and Trigger Hippie's two lead vocalists live here.
Music so real,
you can hear it.
VOA Music Mix.
I need you, so come and see about me, baby.
When she first came onto the scene in 2007 and 8, Miko was one of the first to come to attention through MySpace, and her brand of chick rock was perfect for the era. Her song Boys with Girlfriends was a hit on the web, got her a deal, and changed her career as waitress to that of recording artist almost overnight. On October 14th, Miko will release her third full-length album called Dear You. And although she started to write an intentionally upbeat album, long-distance relationship pain created another collection of broken-hearted songs. So you're hearing the first single now called Be Mine. This is Miko performing the solo acoustic version on Acoustic Cafe.
I take a sip of the bottle. It's my remedy, and I know that it is a problem. I am dealing with it on the daily. I'm so upset 'cause you're not here like you're supposed to be, and I cannot let you know. I am driving myself crazy. I need you to come and see about me, babe, me, babe. I've been waiting here this time for you to come and be mine, I need you to come and say about me, babe, me, babe. I've been waiting here all this time for you to come and be mine. So this is love. Well, it's not the way I thought it'd be, 'cause I'm dreaming of a life where you're not so far away from me. I miss your touch, and I want some kind of a relief. I want you here and now. I want it all somehow. I need you to come and see about me, babe, me, babe. I've been waiting here all this time for you to come and be mine, be mine. I need you to come and see about me, babe, me, babe. I've been waiting here all this time for you to come and be mine, be mine, be mine. Oh, 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 be mine. Oh, 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 be mine. Oh, 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 be mine. Oh, what's the use? I'm through, sick and tired of being blue, when all I want is you to come and give it to me like you wanna do. I need you to come and say about me, babe, me, babe. I've been waiting here all this time for you to come and be mine, be mine. I need you to come and say about me, babe, me, babe. I've been waiting here
could drive forever when I hear you sing. And when you're looking over my way, can't stop to think about the price we pay. I get shattered when you're around. You pick up the pieces when I hit the ground.
A truck stop out in Little Rock could have left you behind. It's the same old conversation. Well, you know I heard that line from you a thousand times.
I get shattered.
Which comes from this soulful new release called Trigger Hippie, which is a self-titled debut from this band of five industry veterans, actually. It was founded by Steve Gorman, who is the drummer, and he's also a founding member of a band called the Black Crows that you may have heard of before. So he brought together these four other folks, and they have formed this band Trigger Hippie. And interestingly enough about this band, if you are going to play this kind of R&B and soul, it would be best to have a great male vocalist and a great female vocalist, and indeed, Trigger Hippie does. The female vocalist is Joan Osborne. The male vocalist and one of the guitarists is Jackie Green, who's quite adept at both. And let's listen to some in-studio performances we've done here on Acoustic Cafe with each. This is Joan Osborne doing a Bob Dylan song called To Make You Feel My Love, live here at Acoustic Cafe.
Offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shatters and the stars appear, and there is no one there to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million. Make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do you wrong.
I could make you happy, make your dreams come true. There is nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the ends of the earth for you, to make you feel my like me.
5, 10 years, another young version of Bob Dylan comes along. Currently, I would say it's Jake Bugg. About 10 years ago, it was Jackie Green from the West Coast. And that is Jackie live in our studios doing a song called Gone Wandering. And it's always fun to watch how these new young Bob Dylans emerge and evolve over time. 10 years, 20 years down the line. Jackie Green has evolved into a band called Trigger Hippie. And he is one of two vocalists. We heard the other vocalist in our studio as well, Joan Osborne, doing a song by Bob Dylan called To Make You Feel My Love, recorded live here at Acoustic Cafe back in 2002. And ahead on the program, the late Jesse Winchester's posthumous new release and more with our in-studio guest, Lake Street Dive.
We haven't forgotten where we've been.
We know where we're going, and you're welcome to come along.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. Back in 2011, the legendary songwriter Jesse Winchester had a bout with cancer. It went into remission, but it returned this year and took his life in April of 2014. Along the way, he was working on a brand new album, which has just been released, and it is called A Reasonable Amount of Trouble, which is new from Jesse Winchester. Couple of covers on here. Jesse did great versions of other people's songs, but he also wrote beautiful material on his own. As a matter of fact, his whole situation, he knew he was dying, is summed up in this song called Just So Much, a new one from Jesse Winchester from this posthumous release on Acoustic Cafe.
Is there perfection? Will there
about. Give me some answers. Clear up my doubt. But there is just so much. There is only so much. Just so much that the Lord can do. It's true.
Song from Jesse Winchester from a posthumous release called A Reasonable Amount of Trouble. Nashville veteran Mac McAnally producing with Jesse Winchester on a brand new song called Just So Much on Acoustic Cafe. And it's time now for more with our in-studio guests on the program, the four members that make up Lake Street Dive. And we're going to hear a brand new song here in just a moment. Lake Street Dive is Bridget Kearney, Mike Calabrese, Mike McDuck Olson, and Rachel Price. This week, joining us as our in-studio guests.
As you mentioned, you know, you all come from a jazz background, which means that we're talking about improvisation. Everything changes night to night and take to take, I would imagine. It would almost be frustrating to lock into any given version of a song.
I think sometimes.
Yeah, I think that that once we do decide on something, like, you know, we've worked so hard, we've kind of earned that version in a lot of ways. If we were to play the same song five times in a row, it would be pretty similar. It wouldn't be exact. And there is some improvising that comes into, you know, everyone's performance. But I think that, like, sometimes I think the real improvisational elements that we still hold dear come in that arranging process that I was talking about. You know, because we are kind of rapid fire idea people when it comes to that sort of thing. You know, we'll try a dozen different versions of a song sometimes over a very long period of time. And, you know, each time we go through, we'll say, what didn't work? What did work? And we are, you know, fortunately, I'm going to pat myself on and my friends on the back here. I think we are gifted enough in a sense that we can sort of play a song in an infinite number of ways until we decide what is the best way. You know, we're not like, oh, I only know three chords or something, you know. We can really mold it and shape it and play around with it and, you know, kind of exhaust it before we really lock in on something. And then, you know, we've won. You know, we've won it.
Right.
It's good enough to play at that point. And so we're proud of the arrangement. We're proud of the parts that we improvise. We're proud of the parts that we have all, you know, that we all sing. And so we're like, we actually want to show people that. We're not necessarily proud to just mess around on every song every night and make it up on the spot. You know, we I think genuinely love what we come up with in a lot of ways.
Take some time for it. Take some time, girl.
song that dates back to the 2011 self-titled national debut. It's called Got Me Fooled, from our in-studio guests this week on Acoustic Cafe, Lake Street Dive.
The last couple of years have been pretty exciting. So there was the Fun Machine, the covers EP, and a video that got a tremendous amount of attention, and then T-Bone Burnett put you on this show last fall, Town Hall, and then a lot of television behind the release of Bad Self-Portraits this year. And that increased your touring, and the venues got bigger and more nights on the road and all that. And if I understand correctly, a major label bidding war for your next project. Which we don't have to talk about too much, although you did do a brand new song, which is awesome.
Thank you.
Have there been any changes that you're particularly happy with over these last 2 years? I mean, a bus has got to be better than a van. There's
love
a bus parked
bus
outside the studio, right?
Love that bus.
We really do. Yeah, I mean, just the touring, the lifestyle of touring is really been improving for us, which is key because this all kind of happened, you know, shortly after we decided to go full time. After that happened, there was a year of, you know, we're driving ourselves. There's four of us in a van selling our own merch after the show and just like really road dogging it. And like after you do that for a certain period of time, you wonder about the longevity of it. But it's been so awesome and the shows just keep getting better and more exciting and our touring lifestyle. You know, we moved to a bigger van that had a couple beds in it, and now we're in a bus and we wake up in the city that we're in. So it's, we all have a new zeal for touring and realize that like we can do it a lot longer because we are not exhausted and we're having a great time.
It all comes back to the idea of just like if you want to do something really well, you have to put your full energy towards that thing that you're working on. And so like, I mean, the first step that we took in that direction was like quitting our other jobs and gigs. And then it was like, okay, wow, we're not driving anymore. So like when I'm in the van, I'll be like, you know, listening back to last night's show or like working on, you know, other music, practicing our instruments and working on new tunes. And it's just like, it feels awesome to like be able to focus that much on like the musical side of things.
Which brings me to my last point. There could be more pressure, but then I'm thinking this band probably cannot have any external pressure that's going to be greater than the internal pressure to do your best work. Does that make some sense?
That's a good point.
That's put very well. Yeah, there's no time to worry about what people are going to think or like how famous you're going to be or how much, you know, money you might want to make or like whatever. It's just like we're four people who are like, what matters most is that we're happy with what we're doing. And it just so happens to have worked out.
I was just thinking today too, like, you know, we're playing in front of a lot larger audiences, which, you know, potentially could be a source of pressure. But in another way, it just like lifts a weight that we've had for so many years of like playing a show and looking out and seeing, you know, 10, 15 people and being like, is the club going to be mad at us? They'll never have us back. You know, like,
yeah.
How are we ever going to make this happen? You know, so like that stuff, we just like don't even need to think about from night to night anymore. It's just like, we're going to go on stage. There's going to be people there ready to listen and excited. And, you know, that makes it a lot easier and more fun for us.
You paid your dues. Really? I end up talking to a lot of people who have not paid any dues.
I've been standing right here before, and I do it every time. I never think I'll lose, but it's a losing game. And I'm breaking all the rules, thinking that I'm gonna change. Oh, it's good that these men don't know each other. I got one who's working undercover, trying to solve my mystery. Look at one mistake I'm making now. I'm jumping right on it when I know it's gonna end somehow. Look at one mistake I'm making now. I know it's gonna end somehow. is a losing game. And I'm breaking all the rules, thinking that I'm gonna change. Oh, it's good that these men don't know each other. Well, every time I lose one, I can just move on. Oh, it's fine, never. Look at one mistake I'm making now. I'm jumping right on it when I know it's gonna end somehow.
Cause you know it.
Look at one mistake I'm making now. I'm jumping right on it when I know it's gonna end somehow.
Cause you know it. Cause you know it. Cause you know it's gonna end somehow.
Song called Mistakes from our in-studio guests on the show this week, Rachel, Bridget, Mike, and Mike. That would be Lake Street Dive. That hopefully will be on an album sooner rather than later. Lake Street Dive's latest release is called Bad Self-Portraits. You will find that on the Signature Sounds Records label. And if you want to reach us, our brand new website is up, has been for a couple of weeks. Check us out at acafe.com. It's a whole new look for the 21st century. Oh, it also has lots of other things that you can do there. We've added a feature called Single Serving, which gives you just a single performance out of the Acoustic Cafe archives that we thought you might enjoy. We are endeavoring to put all of our archives up there as fast as we can. Please be patient with us. Of course, you can hear the show each week in full at the website. Sign up for our weekly e-newsletter, view our Instagram photos, and so much more. It's all happening there at acafe.com. acafe.com. And we will be back in a moment here to wrap things up and let you know about next week's show in just a moment.
If it's true that music makes the brain work better,
we've got enough to make you a genius.
VOA Music Mix.
Next time on Acoustic Cafe, Pieta Brown with a lovely new album produced by Bonnie Vere, as well as Shovels and Ropes' latest album, and Blitz and Trapper from that Dead Man's Town tribute to Born in the USA. Our in-studio guest for the week will be Nikki Lane and her band. We'd like to thank those making the show possible this week. Lyra Lynn with her new album, which is called The Avenues. You can find out more about her and it at lyralynn.com. Leon Speakers and the Leon Loft. Find out about both, leonspeakers.com. And Capitol Records with the brand new album from Counting Crows, which is called Somewhere Under Wonderland, their first in 6 years. CountingCrows.com for more information. We're a copyrighted production of RDR Radio. Writing and production help from Susan Barnes. Ani DeFranco wrote and performed our theme, The Million Dollar Intro. And Ed Magnus says yes to everything. Till next time, I'm your host, Rob Reinhart. Have a great week.